If you want to get hired, what's the one lie that will sink your application? We're telling today on the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 12th of September. Thanks, everybody, for coming by. Speaking of working, billionaire Richard Branson says because of technology, a three-day work week makes sense. A small pharmaceutical company in Missouri said it was morally correct to increase the price of a drug by 400%. Workers at some McDonald's are going on strike next week. The issue? Sexual harassment. Macy's say they're hiring. So too is FedEx. Apple had a big party today to show off some new stuff, but their stock fell. Those stories and markets and an important conversation about workers' comp insurance from Arion. And then the Social Media Club Des Moines looks at the wave from the University of Iowa in a special event that happens next week. Stay with us. That business news, well, that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next. Live to Lead is coming back to Des Moines on October 12th. Live to Lead is being brought to you by action coach Monty Wyatt, and tickets to experience the great John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman and author Deborah Searle are on sale now. This is the fifth year for Live to Lead, and former attendees say it's well worth the time and effort to attend. Get your tickets at livetoleaddesmoines.com and join us on October 12th. Live to Lead, leadership training for everyone. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to me on Twitter, you can do that. It's at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. For the broadcast, you can find us at IOB underscore News Hour. So let's say you make application to work for a company, but what is the one false statement that could sink your job prospect? In a recent survey, job site Top Resume asked 629 professionals to rank the most serious of 14 categories of resume lies. Nearly all respondents, 97%, said they'd reconsider candidates with any type of lie. Topping the list were lies about technical capabilities, licenses, and criminal records. Yet the biggest deal breaker, according to respondents, was lying about an academic degree. 89% of hiring managers felt this was the most serious lie, inching out even, yeah, criminal records. But it is also one of the most common lies that applicants tell. Why? Well, many candidates don't want to be disqualified from a search when a job listing asks for a candidate with a degree. So, no degree, but you still might be qualified, perhaps. Experts say that candidates with relative coursework but no degree should be sure to list those classes and read job descriptions carefully, since some will ask for a degree or equivalent experience. So, for example, you're applying for a job as a web designer and you lack the requested college degree. Well, you can note that you've been working in the field for a number of years and highlight the projects you've worked on and the skills you've acquired through hands-on experience. Need a job? You're welcome. See what we do here? Are you putting in lots of hours? I get it. I really do. But billionaire Richard Branson says, cut it out. That's because of so much technology, a three-day work week, he says, should work. In his international bestseller, The Virgin Way, If It's Not Fun, It's Not Worth Doing, he wrote that, quote, fun is one of the most important yet underrated ingredients in any successful venture, end quote. Branson says fun and rest is the answer to more productivity. Virgin offers its employees unlimited leave and a work-from-home option. In a recent company blog post, Branson said, quote, it's easier to attract top talent when you're open and flexible. It's not effective or productive to force people to behave in a conventional way, end quote. And he believes advances in technology fully supports the transition. Instead of fearing robots will take over the jobs, he says technology should be embraced, because innovation is making it possible to do more work in less time, which means, yeah, you're right, you should have more time to do fun stuff, the things you want to do. See if that works. Well, as all green means go on Wall Street today until 3M put a damper on the day. The Dow turned flat as shares of 3M dropped by 2.7%. CFO Nick Gangestad said that 3M expects higher raw material costs to be a headwind for its bottom line. Those comments sent the 30-stock index lower after it had rallied 174 points on news of a potential restart in the U.S.-China trade talks. So, what might it be that causes higher raw material costs? Tariffs? Anyway, we'll check all the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. A pharma executive has defended his decision to raise the price of an antibiotic mixture to more than $2,000 a bottle, arguing, quote, "It was a moral requirement to sell the product at the highest price," end quote. Last month, Nordstrom Laboratories, a small Missouri-based drug maker, more than quadrupled the price of a bottle of medicine from $474 a bottle to $2,392. In an interview, the company chief executive said he had priced the product according to market dynamics, adding, quote, "I think it is a moral equivalent to make money when you can to sell the product for the highest price." He even went so far to defend the actions of Martin Scorelli, who became infamous in 2015 for his decision to price the cost of an AIDS and cancer drug from $13.50 a pill to $750 a tablet, saying, quote, "We have to make money when we can. The price of iPhones goes up. The price of cars goes up. Hotel rooms are very expensive," end quote. Yikes. Oh, now you know. Oh, and the company again, it's called Nostrum, Nostrum, just in case you're taking notes. Emboldened by the Me Too movement, McDonald's workers have voted to stage a one-day strike next week at restaurants in 10 cities, all in hopes of pressuring management to take a stronger step on on-the-job sexual harassment. Organizers say it will be the first multi-state strike in the United States specifically targeting sexual harassment. Plans for the walkout to start at lunchtime on September 18th have been approved in recent day by women's committees formed by employees at dozens of McDonald's restaurants across the United States. Lead organizers include several women who filed complaints with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission back in May, alleging pervasive harassment at some McDonald's franchise restaurants. The strike comes as union-backed organizations have been putting pressure on McDonald's on several fronts for better working conditions, including a $15 an hour wage. At burger chains all over the United States that employ tens of thousands of people, they often are paid less than, low pay. Organizers said the strike would target multiple restaurants, but not every local McDonald's, and going to be in each of the 10 cities. Chicago, Durham, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando, San Francisco, and St. Louis are the targeted cities, but not every McDonald's in those targeted cities. But if you are looking for a job, Macy's is hiring 80,000 workers for the holiday season, and FedEx is set to expand by 55,000 workers. Now, the big question is, where in the heck are they going to find those people? Today, Apple unveiled three new iPhones, including its biggest and most expensive model yet. The company is seeking ways to widen the product appeal in light of slowing sales. CEO Tim Cook showed off the Apple XS, which has a bigger screen than the one on last year's dramatically designed model, the iPhone X. This new phone will cost about $1,000. The bigger version will be called the iPhone XS Max, which looks to be the size of an iPhone 8 Plus, though the screen size is larger. This one will cost you about $1,100. This even bigger iPhone, which will be available on September 21st, with orders open the week before, represents Apple's attempt to feed your appetite for increasingly larger screens as we rely on smartphones to watch and record video as well as take photos wherever we are. Apple also showed off a cheaper iPhone called the iPhone XR. It's physically smaller than the iPhone 8 Plus, but has a bigger screen, coming in at about $750. Apple also said its next major update to its iOS operating system will come on next Tuesday, followed a week later by the Mac software update. Apple also announced updates to push its Apple Watch further into medical device category. It has a larger screen and a built-in heart sensor that the company said can detect irregular heart rates and perform an electrocardiogram. With all that ballyhoo, you would have thought something positive would happen to their stocks. that's not what happened. Apple stock fell today off by 1.2%, or $2.78 a share, to end the day at $221.07. Well, like we said earlier, stocks ended mixed today as traders weighed comments from a top 3M executive and a possible renewal of U.S.-China trade talks. Shares of 3M dropped after CFO Nick Gangestad said that the company expects higher raw material costs to be a headwind to the bottom line. Think tariffs, maybe? The Dow ended 27 points higher. The S&P 500 closed flat, while the NASDAQ pared losses to finish at 0.2% higher. The tech-heavy index had dropped as much as 1.1% on the day. Dow Jones reported, citing sources, that the U.S. is proposing a new round of talks with China in the near future. The report says the talks are aimed at getting bilateral economic negotiations back on track. And on that news, Boeing and Caterpillar, two bellwethers for global trade, rose. The Dow closed down those 27 points and change at 25,988. The NASDAQ fell by over 0.2 to end the day at 79.54, and the S&P 500 gained very fractionally and settled at 28.88. Gold gained a whopping $9.40 to end at $1,206.20 an ounce. Oil was up nearly 1.5% to $70.28 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was off just a bit at 2.94%. When we come back, an important conversation about recruitment and retention, and something that has an impact on both. You might not think so, but it does, and it's workers' compensation. With us are Ned Flynn and Tracy Gonzalez from Orion HR. Also coming up today, the Social Media Club Des Moines is having a special event next week. Stay with us. We've got more of the Business News Hour just ahead.